Thailand's SEC opens public consultation on spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs. Thailand's Securities and Exchange Commission has opened a public consultation on draft rules that would allow locally listed spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange-traded funds, according to a post from Cointelegraph on August 25, 2026. The regulator is accepting feedback until early September, the first formal step toward products that hold the underlying assets directly, rather than tracking them through offshore proxies. The move lands during a strong stretch for the two assets the proposed funds would hold. Bitcoin traded at $79,346 as of August 25, 2026, up 1.6% on the day and 23.4% over the prior week. Ether sat at $2,480, up about 30% on the week. A crypto fear and greed reading of 81 put the market in extreme greed territory at the same moment Thai regulators moved to formalize onshore access. The consultation and its timeline. A public consultation is not an approval. It is the stage where a regulator publishes draft language and invites the industry, asset managers, and the public to comment before finalizing rules. Thailand's SEC has set a feedback window that closes in early September, which is short enough to suggest the groundwork is already well advanced, rather than starting from a blank page. Spot ETFs differ from the futures-based or offshore-linked products that have been the main route for regulated crypto exposure in much of Asia. A spot fund holds the actual Bitcoin or Ether, so its price tracks the asset more closely and avoids the roll costs baked into future structures. For a market like Thailand, where retail interest in crypto has been persistent, a locally listed spot vehicle keeps custody, disclosure, and investor protection inside the domestic regulatory perimeter. A regional pattern taking shape Thailand is not moving in isolation. Regulators across Asia have been steadily building frameworks for tokenized and crypto-linked products, and the region has produced a run of licensing and product decisions this year. Japan granted its first new crypto license in 4 years to Laser Digital, and South Korea approved BitGo Korea as its first foreign-owned VASP. Each step signals that Asian authorities are choosing to bring crypto activity onshore under supervision rather than push it to offshore venues. The same securities law backdrop is in motion in Thailand itself. Separately on August 25th, Bloomberg reported that the country plans to overhaul its securities laws to speed up investigations of financial crimes and tighten oversight of auditors and advisors. Read together, the two threads point to a regulator trying to widen access to new products while hardening enforcement around them. For the Thai market, the practical effect of a spot ETF would be a regulated wrapper that local brokers and funds can distribute without asking customers to hold crypto directly or open accounts on foreign exchanges. The spending and access angle. An ETF is an investment product, not a payment tool, so the immediate connection to everyday crypto spending is indirect. The link is one of on-ramps and legitimacy. When a national regulator lets pension-style money and retail brokerage accounts hold Bitcoin and Ether through a listed fund, it normalizes the assets inside the mainstream financial system. That normalization tends to precede broader consumer infrastructure, including the crypto cards that let holders spend balances at the point of sale. Investors who prefer holding their own coins rather than a fund wrapper will still weigh custody. An ETF hands custody to the fund provider, which removes key management burden, but reintroduces counterparty exposure. If a fund custodian faces trouble, holders depend on that institution's solvency and controls. That trade-off is the mirror image of the choice buyers make between custodial products and self-custody options elsewhere in the market. The open questions before September, the comment period, is the variable. Draft rules routinely change between consultation and final publication, and details that matter to issuers, custody requirements, eligible custodians, disclosure standards, and whether both Bitcoin and Ether clear at the same time may shift based on the feedback the SEC receives. The close of the window in early September is the next hard date. A finalized rule set, and then the first listed products, would follow only after the regulator reviews submissions. Nothing in this article is investment advice. A consultation opening is a procedural milestone, not a launch, and the assets a proposed fund would track remain volatile. Bitcoin's 23% weekly gain as of August 25th, cuts both ways.